Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. Hey, is there a deal between Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and President Trump to literally hand President Trump the White House, take it away from Joe Biden? There may be a deal in place because as I'm looking at RFK Jr.'s decisions as he moves through this unwinnable campaign that he's running, all of it helps President Trump, which is why I think you may see a spot in the Trump administration for RFK Jr. because of his ability to steal votes away from Joe Biden and let President Trump waltz on into the White House. I'm going to explain why on this podcast. Very interesting topic to go through, and I think a deal is in place. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Zoloft, this new documentary out. This antidepressant does not look good, and it does not look good for Big Pharma again, too. I'm going to tell you about this new documentary out as well. So, of course, the podcast is sponsored by Midas Gold Group. Love these guys. Veteran-owned. If you're thinking about investing in precious metals, Midas Gold Group is the place to go to do this. They can get it done for you. It's urgent. You take these steps. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, with that, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome back. That man you see on your screen right there, I believe he is on his way to winning the White House come November. November 5th, we are dubbing Republican Day of Visibility, okay? That's what November 5th, Election Day, is, a Republican Day of Visibility when President Trump wins. Now, how does he get there? One, the polling's great. The latest polls show him up by 8 points to the latest Rasmussen poll that I saw. That's fabulous. He's winning in 6 of 7 swing states. And the 7 swing states, Wisconsin, he's tied, according to a Wall Street Journal poll. That is all good news. But there is something else at play. Maybe it is President Trump's secret weapon. That man, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Does President Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have a secret deal in place for RFK Jr. to steal votes away from Joe Biden and lead President Trump on into the White House? Clearly right now, what appears to be happening in all the polls where RFK Jr. is included, he's taking votes away from Joe Biden, and President Trump does very, very well. So RFK Jr. picks this running mate, Nicole Shanahan. She is a leftist lawyer from out in California. She's a so-called philanthropist that gives only to liberal Looney Tune causes. She's a radical. RFK Jr., I believe, is a hardcore liberal who happens to be pro-free speech, anti-vax, and raising awareness against Big Pharma and the censoring of speech on social media. Those are great things, but everything else, he's a liberal, okay? But I don't think he's a radical liberal. He picks a radical liberal. Why would you do that unless you're trying to pick off votes from Joe Biden? And if you're trying to pick off votes from Joe Biden, you know that the only person that helps is President Trump. If you're RFK Jr., you want to win this thing and you think there's a chance, you need to pick off votes from both candidates. He's not doing that with this pick. Now, she's going to help fund his campaign. She's a multi-gazillionaire, that's for sure. So my belief is that President Trump sees this. RFK Jr. knows President Trump is going to be seeing what RFK Jr. is doing. And President Trump will reward him with a spot in the Trump administration. It is a great play. It is a secret weapon. This man, I believe, is the secret weapon for President Trump. And I believe it is knowingly, and he's doing it knowingly, to be a secret weapon. By now, you probably heard of this clip of RFK Jr. on with CNN calling the greatest national security risk to the United States, Joe Biden. Okay? Again, he doesn't go after President Trump. My assumption is, my prediction is, you will not see either of these two candidates, RFK Jr. and President Trump, go after each other. They're not going to do it. Because the deal is in place. Here's RFK Jr. on CNN.
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that.
So he freaks the anchor at CNN out by this. She's basically dumbfounded by it. I think it was Aaron Burnett there. So CNN, of course, has to come back and fact check him. And do you know what their fact check is? Their fact check is that it wasn't Joe Biden himself that did it, that it was the Biden administration. Well, doesn't Joe Biden, as the so-called commander-in-chief, as the executive in charge, isn't he the one that oversees? Of course. But they've got to run cover for Joe Biden, so that's what they do. Now, this is designed to damage Joe Biden. It's designed to take votes away from him, for the liberals to say, hey, you know what? I don't support this all-out vaccine mania. And maybe you got some liberals who don't support the censoring on social media. I'd be surprised if there are, because they don't appear to be censored. Only we are. But I know there's something at play here, because RFK Jr. doesn't let it sit. He doubles down on the Joe Biden being the biggest threat to national security. He goes on Fox News and he's asked about his comments to CNN. And this is his response.
First Amendment was put in the Constitution. Madison, Hamilton, Adams said we put it, free expression, the guarantee of the First Amendment, because all the other rights are dependent on it. If you have a president who can censor his political opponents, right, he is a license for any kind of atrocity. That is a genuine threat to our democracy.
Well, it sure is. And we know that freedom is under attack in America today. And what do the Democrats come out with? The Democrats come out with President Trump is going to be a dictator. Well, he was already president. And if he was going to be a dictator, then he didn't do a very good job of it, because he could have gotten a lot more done if he was a dictator, but he didn't act like a dictator. He stayed within the bounds of the law, did what he could do to turn America around, and did with great success. President Trump's not going to be a dictator. They say it's a threat to democracy. I say the threat to democracy is the government is mandating you to take vaccines or experimental vaccines that don't work. That's a threat to democracy. When they censor you on every platform, when they weaponize the Department of Justice to go after conservatives, that's a threat to democracy. When even questioning science and government policies becomes criminal, that's a threat to democracy. Democrats are the threat to democracy. But here's the reality. I could say Democrats are a threat to democracy. They could say Republicans are a threat to democracy. Nobody cares about this. When you look at the polls, what are the big issues? Democracy is not number one. It's way down on the list, if it even makes it on the list. You've got the border, number one. Economy, number two. Crime and safety, public safety, number three. These are the issues, the big issues that are on people's minds, not the threat to democracy. You know, abortion wasn't even in the top three list, but that's going to be what the Democrats are going to come out and hammer. Abortion, the threat to democracy, and J6, they're going to lose if they do that. Absolutely lose. All right, I'm going to play for you a clip that's going to prove to you that even President Trump is going to be speaking highly of RFK Jr. This is his opponent, right? But they're not speaking ill of each other. I've got some sound from President Trump to show you that. But folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. They are veteran owned. They are so committed to your financial freedom and making sure you have safety, security, and maybe the most important, privacy when it comes to your finances. This is what gold provides. We've got a tyrannical government that is literally after the greenback. They hate the dollar. They want to create a digital currency so they can track your spending moves, hit a button, punish you if you spend money in a certain way or at a certain place. Well, if you have gold, they can't do this. So I'm not saying to liquefy your entire portfolio and put it all in gold, but what I am saying is you need to put some money into gold. How much is right for you? I urge you to talk to my friends at Midas Gold Group about that. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. 322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. They can help you. I trust these guys. They've been with me a long time. Give them a try. All right, I told you that I believe RFK Jr. and Donald Trump have a wink and a nod deal, maybe a handshake deal, maybe it's a behind-the-scenes deal, that RFK Jr., you go draw votes from Joe Biden, President Trump will waltz into the White House, and then give RFK Jr. a spot in his White House. Because this is President Trump speaking very highly of RFK Jr.
I will say RFK Jr., who I've known not very well, but I've known for a while, and I respect him. A lot of people respect him. He's got some very important points to be made. No, he's a respected person.
So he's a respected person. That's President Trump on my old show over there at Newsmax, host with Eric Bolling. President Trump speaking highly of RFK Jr. This, folks, is what's at play. I promise you that. And RFK Jr., again, one more, if you don't believe me, he comes out and he basically praises Trump. So not just does he call Joe Biden a national security risk, but then he comes out and he praises Trump.
Trump is probably the most successful debater in this country since Lincoln Douglas, in the way that he dispatched 16 Republican opponents one after the other during, you know, in 2016 was really quite extraordinary. And he has his own technique that people like. And it's like going to a prize fight, and you need practice.
So this is the amazing thing about this deal. It's only going to help if this deal is really there. I don't have proof that this deal is there. Let me say that again. This is speculation on my part, an assessment, a judgment that something is at play, and Trump and RFK Jr. are working together. Now, does Trump need the help? You can always use every extra vote you can get, and taking votes away from your opponent certainly is a big positive. But I want to go through some of the swing state results here as we look at President Trump and where he stands in all of this. Okay. So President Trump right now, when you look at the swing states, let me get it up here. Wall Street Journal poll just out this, I guess it was the end of last week. Trump leads Biden in 6 of 7 swing states. So what are we talking about here? We are talking about Pennsylvania. Trump up 3 points over Biden, 47-44. In Nevada, Trump up 48-44. In Nevada, that's really tremendous in Nevada to be up 4 points. Michigan up 3 points. North Carolina up 6 points, 49-43. Trump in the lead. Here's a great one. Arizona. This will bode very well for the Republican senatorial candidate running in Arizona if Trump can hold this 5-point advantage. Now, remember what I told you that the Trump team believes. They need a margin of victory over 5% for the sole reason that in order to overcome fraud, you've got to get more than 5%. You've got to win more than 5%. They can't cheat if you have a 5% or greater victory. So when you see numbers up over 5%, feel very good about things. Wisconsin is trouble, 46-46. But even the fact that President Trump is tied there right now is actually a good thing. Wisconsin always up in the air. And Georgia only up by one. I'm gonna tell you two states here in these swing states where I think the polls are wrong. One helps us, one hurts us. In Georgia, I think President Trump is up more than 44-43. I believe he's up more than 1 point in Georgia. In Pennsylvania, they have President Trump leading by 3 points. I would not be surprised if it's tied or President Trump is trailing in Pennsylvania. I don't like to say that, but Pennsylvania is a very odd state. I've watched this state progress. I don't know if it's capable anymore of electing a Republican. The decisions that voters make in that state since Obama over Romney, when the war on coal was very, very real and continues to be real, and yet they keep electing Democrats in that state when coal is so important to Pennsylvania, Doesn't make any sense to me. I worry about Pennsylvania, but I think the situation's better in Georgia. So, look, even if you said he's up in 5 of 7 swing states, that's about as great as it could get. Now we're up 6 of 7 swing states. Fabulous. And in a national poll, we are up by 8 points, according to Rasmussen. So Jill Biden was asked about the situation in all of these swing states, in the battleground states, as we call it. Listen to what Jill Biden had to say.
But when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up and he's even or doing better. So, you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
All right.
I don't think it's obvious at all. And this is all the Democrats have, by the way, are lies. Lies upon lies upon lies. I just gave you the Wall Street Journal poll. He's down in all of these states. So she wants to tell you he's winning. He's not. Okay? And the Wall Street Journal backs up other polls that are out there. Joe Biden is collapsing at the polls right now. President Trump has a higher approval rating than Joe Biden does. Approval rating. All right? President Trump, even I will acknowledge, he struggled in that area when he was president. Probably because of how brash he is. I love how brash he is. That's what draws me to President Trump. Not true for everybody. But I think now when you see the policy differences and that personality doesn't make a country, policy does. And the policies are failing us right now. And the personality, quite frankly, is what we need. A strong, unabashed, unapologetic leader that our enemies are afraid of, including our enemies domestically, which happen to be radical Democrats. So I think President Trump is in a really, really good spot when it comes to all of that. Hey, folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile, I have a Patriot Mobile phone. It is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Here's where I want you to go to Patriot Mobile. I'm telling you, after they started putting in God We Trust signs in schools across America, after they started talking about Christian nationalism, the media has been coming after them like you would not believe, with a vengeance. We need to support companies like this that are willing to stand in the gap for us. Why are you putting cell phone money to these big three cell phone companies that all they do is push woke leftist causes? Stop giving them your money. Start giving a company like Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, give them the money. 100% U.S.-based customer service. You can remain on the network that you're on. So, listen, your service is not going to change. You get U.S. customer service. It's going to be great. Performance guarantee like you wouldn't believe. And they're so great there. I promise you, you will not regret moving to Patriot Mobile. Keep your phone. Upgrade your phone. Get a new phone. They can help you with all of it. All you have to do is call them at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Go to patriotmobile.com/grant. PatriotMobile.com/Grant or call them at 972-PATRIOT. And when you do, you tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right. You know, there's an interesting documentary I saw out on the Daily Caller. They sent me a version of this before it was released, and I was so happy to watch it. You know, one of the best things about this documentary was the length. I'm sure they're probably not happy with me saying that, but it was about an hour long. Great length. Other documentaries sometimes, they go too long, too on and on and on. This documentary was great. And it was all about Zoloft, Big Pharma, and then drawing the comparison to pushing this antidepressant drug that the accusations are that it's causing some people to commit suicide. And this documentary really raises questions about the safety of Zoloft and how it was approved by the federal government and what Big Pharma knew about Zoloft and the dangers of it before pushing it to market. Now, that sounds very familiar to what we saw with these experimental vaccines that were pushed out. Well, they draw that comparison too. But really what was very, very frightening was Zoloft. And you know, you have millions of people in America on this antidepressant drug that is frightening. When I watch this documentary, I don't want any of my loved ones on any of these serotonin deals. That's what it does. It messes with your serotonin to make the brain do certain things.
On August 6, 2003, my life changed forever. My husband of 10 years was found hanging from the rafters of our garage, dead at age 37. The coroner got on the phone with me and asked if Woody was taking any medication. And the only medication he was on was Zoloft.
So he committed suicide. An otherwise happy guy. Now, this isn't a one-off. They talk about other people with the same situations and it having a horrible effect. Basically, what many of these mood-altering drugs, depression, antidepressants, they numb you to reality. If you're sad, it's okay to be sad. If you have to grieve, do you need a drug to help you through your grief, or are you allowed to grieve?
This is a systemic problem with our drug safety system, one that is full of lack of transparency, conflicts of interest. It's the systemic power that pharmaceutical companies have in all these aspects that interfere between the doctor patient. So I started putting them all together and I go, wait, this is kind of like a spider web. And so that's really what I created, was a spider web that just kind of outlines all of the ties and the influence with the doctor patient kind of trapped in the middle of this spider web.
You know what I'd like to do is just go back to the wide shot of this spider web. And you see doctor patient in the middle, but then you have here investigators, medical journals, gift samples. Those are the samples the doctors get. Key opinion leaders. They're paid, these key opinion leaders. Patient discourse advocacy groups. All this stuff. Then the media, PR. And the amount of money that is spent on marketing, advertising, and public relations by Big Pharma is, quite frankly, stunning. And so this documentary, it's called Sick. I believe the website's sick.dailycaller.com. Really does a great job of raising red flags about these antidepressants and Zoloft in general. This is a gentleman who was on them, ends up getting off of them and feeling much better.
So I hop on these meds and I started feeling even way worse. It just took me down so low where I almost didn't feel anything for a while, which was even scarier. I remember kind of telling my mom and dad and wife at the time, like, I don't even see a point of getting out of bed. So one night I just went to bed and just decided, this can't be right. I just made a choice one day, literally on my knees in tears, I got out a notebook and I said, I'm gonna change my life today and this is what it's gonna look like. I made rules for myself. I said, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock every single day. I'm hitting the gym, getting movement. I'm gonna meal prep, eat really healthy organic food, put that in my body. Within 4 months, I had lost 15 pounds, looked and felt better. I was completely off the anxiety and depression meds.
You know, I think when it comes to depression, people forget that eating healthy, exercise, making sure you're getting out of bed in the morning, doing things and keeping busy and keeping active and keeping your brain active can do such great, amazing things for people who suffer from depression. And I think physical activity may be the number one driver of this. And of course, eating healthy and putting the right things in your body. God only gives you one body. You better take care of it. And yet so many people don't. They shove their body filled with these medications designed to alter how they think, what they do, how their body operates, all of these things. I'm not sure that's the best way to go about it when you can do it as this guy did. He's in amazing shape and turned his whole life around. Now, I understand that depression is real, but folks, if you suffer from depression, you've got to realize it. You've got to make a mental change, just like alcoholism. I know they say alcoholism is a disease, but I think if you're ruining your family in front of your eyes and you can't beat it still, you're weak-minded. You've got to find a way to beat it. And I take a lot of great heat for saying things like that, that you've got to find a way to beat the system without putting drugs and pushing drugs into your system. And I think you could do it if you put your mind to it. And if you can't, it often falls back on who are the people that are weak-minded. And oftentimes you'll see the people that suffer from the worst depression are all of the people that have self-esteem issues, don't have a lot of drive. Maybe you connect one to the other. But in the end, you've got to figure out a way. What do I always say on this program? Be bold. If you're suffering from depression, get up, put your boots on, and be bold. All right, folks, that is going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield. Don't forget my website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Stinchfield 1776 on all the social media platforms. You can find me Instagram, Twitter, and now, of course, this TikTok, my burner phone, is not Grant Stinchfield. Give me a follow there, not Grant Stinchfield. And my YouTube channel, Stinchfield Speaks, on YouTube. We're slowly growing that back out after getting canceled on all of these platforms. Folks, we'll see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight. I hope you tune in there. Thank you so much for watching. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you later.